everyone, and happy new year 2024. Contact Lust is back. It's been a while. January's already almost over, but we didn't really have topics to discuss with the data slate looming in. So we felt like doing masterclasses for the Necron Codex and AdMech because this point is future. So we will do that after we know new points, if any. LVO looks like didn't get that much interest from the European players, so also we didn't get too hyped for it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So apologies, we've been away, but now we're back. And we're back with myself, the Joker, and my son. Hi, my son.
Hello there.
So the topic that we're discussing today is Piracup, which will be a very exciting tournament next month. So Piracup goes a short way back, not a very long way on, but I think my son's better suited to tell us all about it. Yeah. So why don't you
go ahead? Actually, it all started a couple of years ago with myself taking responsibility of organizing with our colleagues from Poznan community, organizing the Poznan Master Class tournament of 40k. And we actually started with a doubles tournament, but it was called different way. It was inherited from a multi-system convention, a long story, but to cut it short, basically, it wasn't so popular format. So one time, it was like 2 years ago, we decided to go to try something different. So to start doing team tournaments, because the team tournaments are the most popular format for 40K in Poland right now. I guess the interest is really, really high. Like, there's a week or two until all the tickets are sold for major retail events. And it cannot compare to like singles anymore. Singles are really, really, really like low interest, and like we are playing teams in Poland. It is what it is. So we started doing teams. There was like two editions of just a Polish tournaments happening. And then there was an idea to go international with that. So the actual big event that happened was in July 2023. So we got the idea that it would be really, really good to have a strict 8v8 team tournament with national teams just before WTC. We mentioned that a couple of times during different podcasts that it occurred to be a really good idea for the team, because we had an opportunity to test ourselves and our builds with national teams on the 8v8 level scale. So it cannot compare to like 5v5 scrims or something like that. If you play 8v8, you get completely different experience from pairings, team composition, and stuff. So we did that tournament. There was some kind of coverage from that, so you can find some information basically the relation from that on our Facebook page for Piracup. I guess we'll just bring some links below the this video, so you can follow us and check what's happening with the entire brand. So the tournament occurred to be a big success. People were really interested in coming for the next, and they asked when the next tournaments are happening. We got guests from Scotland, from Denmark, Netherlands, and Belgium then. Forget someone. 1, 2.
No, and two Polish
teams. Two Polish teams, right? Two Polish teams. So six teams. And then as a follow-up, there was a WTC, so my entire focus was put on WTC, and then we discussed what to do next with our tournament brand, and we decided to, like, for the next season to extend it for more events. So first of all, we did a 5v5 tournament. You can also find some relations coverage from that on our channels. It happened in October, and the success was that it was also the tournament that we invited international teams from Germany and from Belgium, and German team also managed to win the tournament. Really nice to have them on board and to bring a really strong and well-composed team. So they basically defeated Team Poland in that tournament. And then we discussed what to do. For this particular season, we arranged two big Pyro Cup tournaments for 40K, basically invitationals for national teams. The first one will be held in February, next month, and this is going to be a big one. I'll just explain in a minute. And the second one will be is scheduled basically already for July. The repetition of what we did last year, this year will also bring some national teams to test out our solution just before the WTC and before the list deadline, so we can make some final adaptations. But focusing right now on the February, we have invited the best teams in the world that can actually come to us. First of all, we have some of our standard guests, so they've already seen that. So we got Scotland, Belgium, and Netherlands coming. We had also new guests. First of all, we get Team France coming. So this is basically big because they are probably going to bring their really good team, and this will be a challenge to beat them. And also England and USA are coming to us. I don't remember the time when USA team was in Poland, so that's like quite, I think, good achievement. And I'm really looking forward to it, because basically what this event will be, it will be some kind of a rematch between top countries from WTC 2023. I'm really looking forward to Poland versus USA matchup, but this time, due to this tournament purpose is mostly training and testing out candidates for different teams. So from what I know, majority of teams will bring like four or five players that are already in national teams and some candidates. At least we are going to bring our two teams. So now our national team will be basically split into two competitive teams with candidates joining both of them. Myself personally, I will not be playing. I will be organizing, because this is like either all eight teams on board. I got a lot of organizational work to do, and I can't focus on playing and doing the TO stuff at the same time. Basically training, testing candidates. So for candidates, this will be very important tournament to prove themselves and to see if they fit in the team and they can manage the pressure of playing, basically.
Okay. You say it's a great training opportunity, but I also feel like it you've really hit the nail on the head in terms of when the event is happening, because I don't recall many other events that would, you know, compete for the same calendar slot. Is this something you've actually carefully looked into, or is that a lucky little accident?
Just a coincidence. To be honest, I already knew that January is like out of scope, and we wanted to have this like early in the year, because we need to like limit our candidates list. And majority of teams are also going to do that the same period basically. So late February is quite okay. The inspiration for the tournament basically was taken from a Netherlands approach. Root is organizes some he calls Eurotrash team something. So they're doing their team tournaments in March. So we also discussed with them when to not interfere with each other, because they are basically doing the teams in March, and they will be doing a tournament in June, and we are doing in July. So we are like synchronizing this. So with a couple of guys from Western Europe, just to not interfere with each other and have a chance to actually attend to each other's events.
Okay. Yeah, we've covered the ETC last year. We'll see if we also do that this year. So where exactly does the tournament come in terms of Team Poland's selection process? So we're about halfway in, or we will be halfway in into the season, so to speak, next month. There's been a lot of candidates or people eager to get to know the team or get involved. We've got like a separate Discord server that there's, I think, 69 people involved. So quite a lot if you think about the fact that only 8 people make the final team, with some slots for coaches, etc. But yeah, why don't you explain the whole process a little bit?
Okay, so first of all, I'm really happy that that many people decided to just try their strength in scrims, and also big thanks to you, because you are also taking a part in our like scheduling scrims and organizing people to play in international like challenge. So I'm really happy with that. Our first process, our first thing in the selection process was to test out every candidate that wanted to be tested in international scrims. So we got like pre-selected some people that we want to test in practical tournament, because the first thing, TTS scrims are fine, are necessary, and TTS is an amazing tool for competitive play. But in the end, you need to play on the table and with actual time pressure and pressure from the opponent. And we need to verify our candidates and also team members in international environment and basically playing 40k on the table. And Pyro Cup will be the first opportunity for them to play in competitive manner. I mean, the pressure will be really high because they will face the best teams in the world. And so this is like something like try out before WTC. And also for at least for our guys, it's logistically like safe and cheap to get to Poland, because we have tournament here in Poland. We don't have to like organize logistics for 30 or 20 basically people going to somewhere in Europe I guess when we if something like that will be happening somewhere else, we'll maximum bring one team. Also, it's really hard to organize coaches, because this is also one more thing that I didn't mention, that actually we are also testing our coaches here. Some of them will be playing in the teams just to get familiar with the game, and some of them will support us on the own place to and basically walk through all the tables and help us just to learn the drill, get used to helping us playing, and we'll see how it goes. So we have we are just finalizing the list of players, and we'll assign them to the teams really soon. Of course, we are waiting for a data slate and stuff related to that, because this will define the missions and team composition for the tournament. Also, what's good about this kind of tournaments, because we are playing basically invitationals, so we are playing teams that we know. We are not competing for high prizes here. We are just competing for fun, for experience, and for basically to play 40k in friendly environment.
The prizes, the friends you make along the way.
Yeah, the biggest play prize for playing 40k. Come on. So socializing and stuff.
Yeah,
and so we can also adapt the rules just before the tournament. So if anything arises, like any balancing patches, any new codexes, and new rules and changes in the 40k, like game state condition, we can include that in the tournament, and nobody will be offended that, come on, we are doing last minute changes in the rule sets or something like that. Because we all know that this is for training. February tournament will be like less strict again about lists and what's happening there. In July last year, we kept our lists secret. We didn't do much coverage from that, just to hide some ideas. In the end, like four of our lists changed during that tournament, so it didn't matter if they just went somewhere, because they were already gone in our minds. But this year also we'll have this July tournament with different teams on board. And we'll keep this like more secrecy about that. Well, see.
Yeah, sure. But does that also influence who's coming to the July and February events?
Course. Yeah, of course. We are not bringing our biggest competition to a July event. Because why should we give that advantage?
Yeah,
sorry, USA. I love you guys. I really do. But July is not free.
Fair enough. And you've also mentioned that it's the best opportunity to test our players here. Obviously, I think it would be hard to actually get like 20 people willing to go somewhere abroad at one time. So yeah, definitely. The best possible option. So what happens after Pyra Cup in terms of team selection? So does it get narrowed down to 8 players only, or is it a bit wider than that? What's the plan?
Definitely it will be wider, because I guess it's not yet time to decide to have like top 8 cut, because we don't know factions, we don't know like final team composition and stuff. Of course, we always have like top 8 in our heads all the time, and we are putting pressure on our like most promising candidates, and they know that. After Prior Cup, in terms of Team Poland, we'll have for sure we'll not have time for all 69 people on our Discord channel. We'll limit that probably to a group of people that we'll try to focus on later on. It's because all of us got like limited time for doing 40k, and we just need to. There will be some time before the actual team will be selected. It will be selected probably the same way like we did last year, so in May or something like that. I'm not promising anything, of course, but it just makes sense because we have in March we got Eurotrash, we got in April we got Alpine Cup, and there will be a team tournament in Poland as well. In May there's basically nothing, I guess, in the schedule, but in May we can take time to verify and validate what happened in this period from February to May, and make a final evaluation of our candidates.
So maybe in May, June, there will be time for another bootcamp.
Yeah.
I'm saying another, because you've only just come home from one.
Yeah.
Right?
I've just come.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us a bit about that? So what was the formula and how did it go? What's your hot takes from it?
What's our formula for bootcamps? We had a bootcamp for 20 people. I'm tired. I don't want to check the exact number, but about like 20 people attending. It was in southern part of Poland. The formula was like playing singles games, but with the team oriented lists. So every of our candidates were just assigned had assigned pairings for them for every round. So all players had the information what pairings they will play and what they basically need to prepare for, just to give them some time for evaluating, estimating pairings. All of the players needed to estimate the game before, then there was like a comparison about what happened in the game. We had some discussions and stuff. My personal approach for such bootcamps is to take a list that maybe not for myself, not the best for winning the games. I'm always taking lists that are some kind of different, that forces our candidates to play differently. So I took GSC, of course, why not? I have four more games with GSC right now.
But you can't get away from them.
Yeah, but this time
I'm trying to ditch them since the LGT and you're still playing.
Yep. I guess I'm addicted. Yeah, but I got some new list with guard included. So just imagine horde of like miners and low cost workers with mining weapons or mining stuff supported by elite Cardian infantry like Kasakins in Chimeras. It's really funny looking on the table. So the list is of course worse than the mono GSC. I wanted to try something different. In the end, I got like a list that's probably optimal way for GSC right now. So just removed from my LGT and previously, so I removed one white squad and included two Catherine squad. With this is just something. I can tell why it's that, but I guess it's not the, not the topic for today's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're counting on the fact that it's not going to be much relevant in the next couple of days, right?
Yeah, so I just wanted to take something for fun. But basically, this is a kind of like an answer, GSC answer for Ride or Rush style lists. So I have some kind of response to them. But yeah, it was fun because I got the opportunity to finally check some of our candidates on the table. So I got my personal feedback. I also like discussed the pairings with them, and I'm happy with the games I played. So I guess it's good. It's too early like to summarize the bootcamp as a whole, because we need some time for other team selectors to discuss and basically prepare the team Poland for Pyro Cup.
Okay. Right. So going back to Pyro Cup, what's the ambition? Because obviously, as you stated in the beginning, it started some time ago with being mainly the annual Polish GT in the Poznań area. I was going to say, what was it? Greater Polonia, right? If we go for Voivodeship actual name.
Actually, it's other Voivodeship, but geographically, it's the same area as Poznań. So.
Oh, is it already across the border from Greater Polonia? I have no idea what's the other one called in English. Kill me, but I don't know.
I have no idea, to be honest. But still, geographically, is the same. It's the same area, and. I'm fine. I'm prepared for all discussions and all complaints from our Poznań guys that complain that why I'm not doing that in Poznań. Like, the answer is really simple, because there's no place in Poznań to organize such a good quality events here. I mean, you can find a place, but it's expensive.
Yeah, assumingly so. So regardless of the geopolitical landscape, what's the plan? You've got four events now. Two of them are invitationals that can host eight-man teams. So what's your plan? Is it looking for bigger venues, getting more sponsors on board first of all, or like having more events in the calendar? What is it?
I think I will target for both, because first of all, I got three 40K events scheduled this year. So two invitationals, 8v8, also the standard one, 5v5. I'm tempted to do the fourth tournament somewhere in the calendar, but I'll probably decide that after Pyro Cup. Do I want to have like mental strength to do
after which Pyro Cup?
after February one, because then there will be too late to organize something. I'm thinking of including some sponsors also, just to have this because for now, for example, for February tournament, we got like potentially at least four more teams that would like to join us there. And the venue right now is maxed out. I mean, it's not maxed out because we discussed the hotel is like fully booked for us, but the place for playing at this hotel at this venue is for like two more teams, maybe four more teams, but it will be like disaster. I have a bigger venue in mind, but it will grow really, really slowly, like step by step. I will increase the number of teams, and that's my target to include more and more teams. Of course, until we get a standard venue for big venue for everyone, it will still be invitational. But I hope that sometime I will have the opportunity to like, have something like non-limit HVA tournament for everyone. We'll see. That's my ambition and plan for a couple of next years, because it will definitely not happen in a year or two. It's a longer term plan, provided I will be still playing for DK that time. Well, also from my perspective, I started to do in parallel Age of Sigmar tournaments. I'm not playing there usually, but only as a TO, I'm helping our guys from Poznań to basically find a venue and organize stuff. So our brand was recently expanded by including Age of Sigmar tournaments. And this also gives us a hope that sometime when everything grows to the bigger scale, we'll have opportunity to some kind of tournament in Poznań with a big venue and potentially joint two systems, at least two systems together to do something special. I guess the big advantage of Pyro Cup is that we are basically located in a small town, so it's like you can deliver a good quality event for the 64 people. If we go bigger than that, I can't like have the same quality of events, because the more people there is on the event, the less like focused event can be on those people. You have to do some logistically, it's just harder to provide the same quality. But we'll see. Maybe one, for example, two events will still be invitationals, and our standard event will grow to 8v8 and international something in Poznań. We'll see. I'm in constant contact with Age of Sigmar guys, and I already have some other systems also asking me to help them find the venue. So there is a potential in that.
Definitely. Well, if you can get like create a con, then that opens up some bigger doors, right? Potentially.
Yeah.
Because you see, that's so, how the money comes in.
Our origin was this for Pyro Cup, and before it was called Perówka, so doubles tournament. Our origin was a convention. It was called War of the Worlds. It was annual event in Poznań area that joins like the biggest tabletop wargaming systems all together in a single place playing tournaments there. So maybe we'll go back to something like that formula. But I definitely don't want to do this alone, because it's too much effort.
It's impossible. Yeah,
it's impossible. So if I find people that I can trust and cooperate with different systems, then and we'll check that we can work together in just for small events, then we'll go for this way. But for now, Pyro Cup will be focused for sure for these invitationals. I also invite everyone to join our annual event in October, and just keep track of our Facebook page, because all of the information, if there's an open tournament somewhere in the calendar for you to enter, and I'll bring the information there about the venue, about where it is happening and what's the format of it.
Okay, cool. So back to the February tournament itself and Team Poland's involvement in it, how will that look like exactly? So there are two teams going. Does that mean that two out of the three of you will be like captaining them, or two out of the three of you, I mean, as selectors, so yourself, Typhus, and Duda, or is there some other plan to it? How will it look at the actual event?
For our teams, myself and I'm Typhus will take the organizational stuff on our heads. We'll focus on doing TOs, judging, and basically doing all the stuff around looking, of course, evaluating our candidates and stuff, but we'll not interfere in our teams. So we'll not help them.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaving them to do that. And Pumba, they will be like responsible for two teams, for their teams, and preparing them. So me and Typhus will be able to evaluate candidates in parallel from a like different perspective, not as a like team member or but as a like external spectator who can analyze what's happening there. I think this is kind of a quite a interesting idea to approach like that. We'll test the approach and see how much data can we basically tell you get from the tournament with this approach. And also, as I mentioned, doing the TO work and playing at the same time would be a disaster. I tried this a couple of times and it never works.
Yep, same. Done it as well, but it's just too stressful. It kills you mentally. Essentially,
as a TO you also have responsibilities for with the venue, with sponsors, with stuff around
so doing everything
basically here. During the event itself it's more important to meet these expectations from external parties like sponsors than to play and have fun, because if you don't meet expectations, then you can lose the venue, lose the sponsor.
100%. Right. So the data slate's around the corner, but let's forget about that for a moment. We've had quite a good meta, I want to say, for the past, 3 months, 3.5 maybe. What would your ideal team composition be? 8 factions. Oh. Go.
Hard question. I don't know. Okay, so first of all, we got our top two. Maybe not top two, but Elves and CSML are on board all the way.
Mm-hmm.
These two are still strong factions, probably the first one to drop or to have some balancing updates. I'm really into Sisters now. This is a really, really good army in good hands, a really stable army, and Arc of Flaglands are come on, what's this data sheet? Then, surprisingly, for a couple of recently, I was really convinced by Guard players that Guard is still in the top, like a top army here. Of course, some flavor of Space Marines, and this gives us five armies so far.
Yep. Well. Only three more.
Three more. It's really hard because we are in the middle of Scream's boot camps and stuff. So I I'm not prepared for that. You surprised me. I would say Tyranids are really interesting. Orcs are really interesting. I haven't analyzed orcs properly because the Tau and orcs are going to have a codex soon. So everything will change about them, but I high value Tyranids right now. GSC is too random right now. But you can play GSC in top 8, and pray to get some else.
And keep rolling 5 ups, 4 ups for returning units.
And for just three apps for two turns, and that everything will be fine.
Easy.
Easy. Basically the big change for GSC is whether they apply FAQ from Atlanta for WTC. So this stuff with deep striking turn one, with if you don't go first and return some stuff to reserves, that's something that actually matters and impacts how GSC performs. Because if you go first with GSC, you can put early pressure, everything is fine. And in Rhino Rush meta game, Rhino Rush Sisters, Death Guard, CSM, Voltan, even Tau got transports with stuff inside right now, and GSC just doesn't have enough activations to kill all the units. And when the opponent puts an early pressure, you, especially if they go first, then you just don't have an answer for that with GSC. But when they apply this FAQ, or if they apply this FAQ, then a deep strike in turn one is basically an answer for a rush style list. So I really hope for that. We are playing and testing that they will do this. So I played the games at the boot camp also with this ruling, as basically UKTC does the same rule interpretation. So I think it's relevant. And if we take this into consideration, I will put GSC into this top eight. In good hands, this is still a good army. And with, unfortunately, we can't have like Kasakins added because of the guards being in place here. So Tyran is this, and I'll pick Orcs or Tau in this mashup. Something like that.
That's it. Yeah. Already. You've made your choice.
Yeah, but I have strong.
We'll never know if it was a good choice.
because we'll have that data slate in 3 days, and also I might have forgotten about something important here. Sorry, I'm tired. Just one more spoiler alert. Admech is shit. Don't play it. GW, please help.
Well, it might get even cheaper units after the data slate, right? So, yeah. You know, like 2,000 points will now cost $8,000. That's another problem,
please,
right?
Please make this army even more expensive in terms of dollars, and please make it more expensive than GSC is. But I think that it's still more expensive than GSC. I haven't counted that. I need to do that.
Maybe don't do that. Wow. Actually, you've touched upon an interesting thing. So, in terms of Pyra Cup, given that we've had the Atlanta FAQ, which G-Dubs kind of said that they might follow up on it, but we haven't seen anything like that happen yet. And then WTC didn't really do anything with the World Championship FAQ, and it had a couple of rulings a bit different. So what are you gonna do for a Pyra Cup if nothing happens from neither G-Dubs nor WTC?
The thing is that our approach is to be adaptable, so if there's some clarifications comes late, that will include them, of course. We are hoping for data slide and FAQ, some kind of FAQ list to arrive. I don't know, they're not scheduled or something like that, but we hope they will arrive soon, so we can actually check what's happening in the rule set and then decide. I can't have the decision right now.
Are you even considering introducing your own FAQ for the event, or is that out of question?
I mean, if there are some missing clarifications, we'll sit with other judges in Poland, and we'll do clarification. So for sure, because every time we did that event, we needed to clarify something. And my approach for doing TO work is also to have everything written, even if that's wrong, and will change afterwards because of some other interpretation comments. I strongly believe it's really important for players that will attend the tournament to actually have something written, and they will know what to expect and how the specific situations will be ruled. So that's my approach. So we'll have some kind of FAQ for sure. We used to do that for our previous events, and it worked well because no one can then complain that we rules against some interpretations that arrived later. We can just easily say this is a written form, we react as that. And also we have like strict sportsmanship rules and penalties for that. It's also written, so if someone misbehaves, there will be a hard warning or yellow card and stuff, and we have like procedures what to do for every penalty. I think that in our previous Pyra Cup, it was really, really fun event, and we didn't even need a judge for anything. So we basically played this 8v8 tournament without a nominated head judge, and there were no rulings asked, and it was the start of the edition. So that's actually nice. I hope that it will be similar case in February. Of course, myself and Typhus will be there for wrapping, but we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm out of questions. Anything you want to add yourself?
I'll just stress this out one more time. Please follow our channels and our pages for Pyra Cup. All the information will be there. If you have questions about the event itself, and for example, would like to join our non-invitational tournaments, you can always like contact me directly, Discord, Facebook, whatever channel you would like. I'll probably answer someday. So this we'll also include some coverage, here after the event and during the event, as a contact list. I can't promise any streaming. Probably there will be no streaming from this edition of Pyra Cup, but I'm
we'll personally see. Targeting. It's in the works. Discussions are ongoing.
Yeah, we can't promise that, but personally, as a TO, what I would like to say that our ambition is to include also streaming from the events. I didn't mention that before, but it will take some time to introduce that and do this basically properly. I guess that's it.
And whatever Mycens just mentioned, that will all be linked in the video description below, so make sure to check that out, be it the Pyra Cup Facebook or the February tournament event page or anything else. Right, guys, so we've reached the end of the episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. We will be doing an extensional coverage of Pyra Cup, so we'll be having guests from the other teams that are attending this edition as well, discussing about how their WGC prep is going and so on and so forth. But for now, this is it. So if you like what we do, please like, subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, consider becoming a Patreon. We're also extending the Patreon possibilities into YouTube as a membership program thing, although that is in progress, hopefully completed soon. And I think that's it. So thank you, Mycens, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more content soon. Thank you, everyone, and bye-bye.
See you.